Welcome to D-Time Confidential's Girls Night Out, and with me I have Danielle.
Hello.
Nikki.
Hello, hello.
Reagan.
Hi.
And I'm Tina, so stay tuned as we dish about soaps. Difficulties. Now we're actually started. So let's start with, we'll get some days out of the way since we know that not everybody watches days. So Nikki, give us your feelings on Sammy and EJ and Lucas.
Okay. I am a total EJ and Sammy fan. I just am. And they have amazing chemistry together, as if anybody who watched Tuesday's episode can surely see. They had the hottest love scene I've seen in quite a while on soaps, which I'm a person that thinks that soaps generally go a little bit too timid with love scenes anymore. And I was kind of happy to see one that was actually, you know, fully there. And it was a long time coming, so the fans definitely got a payoff on that front. I think Lucas, I'm sorry to say this, but he's an emotionally abusive piece of crap. He just is. I mean, he basically blows her off. He treats her like crap. If anybody who knows the show's history knows he's tried to kill her before, he's, you know, basically treated her like crap their entire lives. And then when a man comes along who loves her unconditionally and accepts her for who she is, in fact, loves the fact that she's, you know, a bit feisty and rebellious, and he, you know, basically tells her to move on, and then when she does, he happens to walk in at a bad time. You know, she's having sex with him, but he calls her a lying, cheating whore and is basically completely disrespectful to her, which John, and I got to tell you, new pod John, I love him. He's hilarious. But he totally told Lucas he was being disrespectful, and I think that she needs to realize that he doesn't really love her and that she's only staying with him out of obligation and that EJ is truly her soulmate and that's who she needs to be with. So those are my feelings.
I agree. I haven't been watching probably as long as you have, but I think Lucas is a dink. But that's just my personal opinion. All right. Speaking of love scenes, Danielle, I know Reagan's kind of been trying to get into One Life to Live. Danielle, honey, did you watch Antonio and Talia at Ultraviolet?
Oh, my God. That was the hottest thing I've seen in a long time.
It was soft porn.
Who cares? It was.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay. I was looking for my husband after that. I'm going, honey, honey, you hear it? No, he was at school.
I was on I Am with Tina while I am watching it on YouTube, and I was just like, wow, this is pretty good.
Oh, that's right. I sent it to you on YouTube, didn't I?
I wanted to see a butt view or something. Like, you know, how remember on NYPD Blue when, you know, sometimes you'd see a rear view? I was waiting to see a rear view of Antonio, you know, just for a second. 5 seconds. That's all I wanted. 5 seconds. Yeah.
I definitely think they are actually starting to make me like Antonio, and I didn't think it was actually possible. But Talia seems to work with him, so I guess that's a good thing.
Well, and the nice thing is we all knew that they were playing this game to set up Ramsey, and hopefully it's gonna work because he's leaving the show. So
he's dying. Yes, he's supposedly leaving in a pine box. At least that's the story. So
Okay. We'll
see. Okay. So Nikki, since we are kind of out of touch with the non-ABC soaps, what else do you watch besides Days?
I watch Guiding Light and I watch Young and the Restless. Guiding
All right.
Light, you really don't want to get me on a rant about that show right now. They have just...
I hear it stinks!
A little bit. They're destroying all of these characters that I used to love, and it's boring, and the new filming techniques are just completely terrible. And Young and the Restless is just boring. So, yeah, CBS soaps aren't really doing good right now. I'm loving Days of Our Lives, but CBS soaps not so much.
Really? Not even As the World Turns or anything?
I stopped watching As the World Turns when Grayson left. He was the only reason I continued watching that show because I haven't liked how they've been writing it for a while. So I stayed out of loyalty to him. But after he left, I stopped watching, so I don't really know what's happening on there lately.
Well, I hear Amira's leaving and Sophie is leaving. So far, those are the confirmed exits.
Oh, Amira's leaving?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't watch the show that much, but I did watch clips to see the whole nuke controversy and the big gay couple, but she was, she was not a good character.
I think very poorly written, in my opinion.
Everybody's, I think they had a lot of fan cry out to get her gone. I think that's why she's leaving.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. So, YNR, you don't have much to say about. You obviously don't watch Bold and the Beautiful, so.
Well,
all right, so we'll just skip those soaps.
You know what I mean? I don't know. They've just been, it's been really dull in respect to other soaps, like the ABC soaps and Days of Our Lives. It's just been slow. And they just got a new head writer in there, so maybe it'll pick up.
Well, Hogan Sheffer, I don't know that he's the be-all and end-all that some people think that he is, so.
He was on As the World Turns. He did amazing stuff on As the World Turns. He wrote the whole Simon and Katie love story. He wrote the whole Lucy and Dusty love story. I mean, those were phenomenal. And then he went to Days and was kind of retarded over there, so I don't know. Depends on what she was writing for, I guess.
But you're liking Dina.
Yeah, she is absolutely awesome. Yeah.
You know that us One Life to Live people can't stand her, right?
Well, like I said, it depends on what show you're writing for, I guess. Because someone who destroys one soap can go to another and completely give it new life. So,
go back to Guiding Light for just a moment and tie it into ABC. What are your thoughts? You know, Gus left and ran away to ABC and All My Children, and now Harley's leaving, and what do you think of all this, what seems to be the start of an exodus from Guiding Light?
Well, here's my thoughts on Harley. This should tell you something. I'm a huge Cyrus and Marina fan as a couple.
So you're a Serena.
I'm a total Serena fan. And he cheated on her with Auntie Harley. I do not like Harley. I loathe the character she's become. I like who she was back when she was with Gus, but she's become this character I have to mute or fast forward through just to get through the episode. And I personally can't blame her for leaving. I can't blame Ricky Paul Golden for leaving because they built up Gus and Harley for 5 years, and then they destroyed them beyond repair. And so I don't blame them for going, not to mention the fact Ricky Paul Golden got offered a lot of money to go to All My Children, a lot more than he was making a Guiding Light. So, but I mean, I hope Guiding Light doesn't die. I hope they find a way to revive it back to the way it was, because it's been around forever and it used to be amazing. But they need to get a new executive producer in there and a new head writer in there, otherwise it's just not going to happen. And everybody's going to jump ship. Kim Zimmer's already expressed how much she hates what's going on right there. So,
well, do you think she could be pulling an Erica Slezak, like, you know, Vicky One Life to Live did when Dina was the head writer and she went on her newsletter and she basically, you know, kind of trashed Dina and saying that, you know, basically she should go away?
I
think that might be what Kim's trying to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think so. Because the head writer and why I want to say his name's David Kreisman, but I'm not sure. I think that he's done the same thing with her story. What is the biggest love story on Guiding Light? Josh and Reva. What did he do? He had Josh leave Reva and marry her sister. Seriously. I mean, he's destroyed every major love story on there. They built up Serena for a year to have him just leave her without a second thought. I don't know. His writing doesn't make sense. It's inconsistent. The stories are boring, and he's destroying all the characters. So he's got to go, and I hope Kim Zimmer gets him out.
So has anyone been watching All My Children lately?
I watched today's episode.
So what'd you think of the wedding?
I loved it, and I cried like a big old baby.
I have to say I cried during all the memories that they aired.
Yeah.
The last couple of days. Yeah.
That time was a time when I was in high school, and it just brought back so many memories, because, you know, when you watch soaps and stuff and you look at, like, you know, when you started watching them, it just brings back a lot what was going on in your life and everything. And I don't know, it was just, that was when All My Children was awesome. I mean, it was, you know, it was just as good as General Hospital. It was an awesome soap. And so was One Life to Live. And the sad part is, it's, you know, they're trying to get back, and I do appreciate these writers, they're trying to get back its history. And I like that. That's fine. They may write, you know, they write some good stuff for, I don't know if they're writing it. I hear that Agnes Nixon is, she's assisting.
I think she's consulting.
Yeah.
On Angie and Jesse.
So that's a good thing. And it's like, the other stories I don't care for. I don't care that Kendall and Zach and Greenlee and Aiden and that, you know, Greenlee found out that, you know, they slept together. I don't care. I'm sorry, Rebecca Budding's, when she came back, it's a big old disappointment. You know, because what did they do? They had her fall right back into, you know, with Kendall and go, you know, gogging after Ryan, and then they threw her with Aiden. I don't think they really knew what to do with her.
You know, if Luke was on, he'd be cutting you off right now, right?
I don't care. Yeah, but you know, he's not here, so what?
What they did was, I was watching it, and they were playing musical partners between Aiden and Greenlee and Annie and Ryan and Zach, and Kendall was like, who are each of them going to be with by the end of the episode today?
Exactly.
Well, it was Ring Around the Rosie. Let's see what sticks.
And my fear is that when Charles Pratt comes on, he's going to make them the center of the show, and that frightens me to no end.
I think he's going to have a very, very hard time pushing Angie and Jesse to the side.
I hope that's the case, because there's too many people and too many vets on that show that will take him in the back alley and, you know, talk to him, if you know what I mean.
Isn't there a lot of speculation that he's...
She needs to go. Annie.
Wasn't there a lot of speculation that, I was reading online, a lot of fans think that he's going to break Kendall and Zach up.
Well, that's a possibility, because Thorsten Kay has expressed an interest in moving back to One Life to Live to be with his wife.
Yeah, and I actually thought he was going to get killed today, because I think, you know, because I was thinking, well, gee, if he dies, then he goes over to One Life to Live with his wife. So what?
I'm of the minority, and I was a huge Ryan and Kendall fan back in their glory days.
You're not a minority. I liked them.
I think that was the last time I tolerated Ryan.
I liked them a lot.
They were happy for a half a minute.
In fact, that's one of the things Luke and I have major wars about, is his Greenlee and Ryan love and my Kendall and Ryan love, because we just totally butt heads on that one.
But the thing is, his love is not a Greenlee Ryan love. It's just a Greenlee love. That's all it is.
Yeah.
He's just all about Greenlee.
He wouldn't
He's
care
got the blinders on.
Right. He wouldn't care if she's sitting there watching drying paint. He would say she's acting and it's wonderful and oh my God. So what if, how do we feel if Thorsten Kay leaves and goes over to One Life to Live?
What was that?
It wouldn't matter to me personally.
I'll be perfectly honest. One Life to Live is really great right now. You know, Hunt Block, Ramsey is leaving. You have Tina coming on the canvas, a lot of other names coming on the canvas. Some of them are going to be just temporary for the anniversary show. Some may be sticking around, like Marty. One Life to Live is having, they're doing a great job. I'm just afraid they're going to bring too many people back from the past.
Too many people in the kitchen.
I catch it every now and again, but I think Tina coming back is going to make me watch it all the time now.
Well, Tina, you know, Andrea Evans is a great actress. The character of Tina, I think, has been missing on the show for a very, very long time.
Oh,
I've never understood the point of having Sarah on the show without her mom or her brother.
Mm-hmm.
She's family, but she's so disconnected from the family, especially being in with Christian and the Vegas and, you know, the whole Adriana mess. Although I do have to say, I think that was one of the greatest weddings in daytime.
Oh, it definitely was. I wanted to see more fighting.
What did
Some
Luke
hair
call her
flying. What?
Luke called her bitchy bangs, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was on that podcast. I am one of the voices that you hear discussing the whole bitchy bangs thing.
I would have liked to have seen some bitchy bangs flying in the air.
It's actually funny. you watch, you know, they cut Adriana's hair, she turned into a bitch. They cut Kate's hair, she turned into a wuss.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I'm serious. Anybody else noticing this? They do these major hairstyle
changes.
Hair,
you lose your personality.
Right. It's a self-esteem booster or a self-esteem downer.
It's just personality transplant 101. Cut
yeah,
their
right.
hair.
They go.
Or is this just me?
Happy. No, it's true. It's true. I mean, look at when, like, take Tony Garea. Look how many hair transformations he's gone through. I mean,
yeah,
he had the, you know, the home perm.
The 80s fro.
Yeah. Yeah, the 80s fro, you know. And then he went from, let's see, he got his haircut when he played Bill Eckert, right? And
yes.
then came, and then he was like, I don't know, they didn't know what to do with his hair. It was all a little whacked out, you know.
Yeah, and now it's thinned out and gray.
Yeah, right.
They're actually
right.
letting him keep it gray now.
Which it looks good. It looks better.
Well, I think it looks great. I mean, he's been on the show a very long time, and I think it's nice to actually see some of these actors change. Sometimes I look at someone like Susan Lucci.
Yeah,
I was going to say
yeah.
Susan Lucci because she looks great, but she's looked that great now for the last, 15 years.
When
she's
put her
gorgeous.
Next to the thing they built for her at the Wax Museum, and she looks exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah.
She's gorgeous. I mean, it's disgusting.
She is, but...
Well, you saw her in person, Danielle, didn't you?
I did. It was just like, oh, my God. You know, I just wanted to go up to her and go, what do you use? I'll buy a case. You know, she was just like... and it looks like... And the funny part is, you know, people like that, they don't have to do anything, and it's so disgusting, you know? They don't
she's
have to do much.
She's so fine in her life.
Hmm?
She's got to be so tiny in real life.
Well, she must be. You could put her in your pocket. Walk around with her. Like, you know how they walk around with those little dogs and their little, you know, the little purse, the dog purses?
Get an air purse.
She's that little. Yeah.
They're all
she's so
tiny.
Oh, my God. They all need hamburgers.
Oh, my God. When I met Natalia Livingston, she plays Emily on GH, or she played Emily. Her waist is just so tiny.
I was going to say that when I met Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown's waist was completely non-existent.
Really? Didn't you say, Tina, that Natalia Livingston, it's like you could see right through her? She was so skinny. I mean, no offense to the actress. I just remember you telling me that. You were like, oh, my God, I could see right through her. She was so thin.
She turned sideways, and all of a sudden she wasn't there.
Yeah, right.
But Rebecca I saw Rebecca Herbst on the Emmy red carpet, and she was so small. She walked right past us, and I couldn't even believe, like, you knew she's small just by watching her on screen, but in person, she's, like, half of what you see.
Well, years ago, I met Kimberly McCullough, and she's tiny.
Oh, she is. Yeah. See, I saw those two, but you know the tiny, you know the one who really needs a hamburger and some shakes and everything else is Alicia Minshew. She is, my God. If a gust of wind came along and she hit a tree, she would break in half.
I felt so bad for her.
And I feel bad for her because it's just like, you know, everything they put on her, you see her bones. And that just could be her, because I have a friend who's like that, you know. Anything she does, it just, everything goes right through her. She just, you know.
No, but it wasn't even that. I felt so bad for her because mm-hmm. when they did that stupid pole dancing thing on All My Children, and she had this horrible dress on that they put on her.
And then you could see her sternum.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like, how badly can they dress you?
I know.
You know, I sometimes really feel really, really bad for these actresses because – you know, they're thin enough already as it is, and then...
Do you tend to wonder, like, how realistic they have to... I mean, you know, on camera they say, what, it adds 10 pounds? I don't know, is that still the case now? But, I mean, you look at some of them, and you go, do you really need to be that thin? I mean, it's sort of sad, in a way, if you think about it. You know,
well,
here's
one exception to the rule. Alexa Havens, who played Babe Taylor on All My Children... I met her and Justin Bruning, and she kind of looked bigger than the other girls. Like, if you put her next to Kendall, she looked bigger, obviously.
No, she really did, because I saw her, too. Oh, yeah. I saw her, too. And she does. You're right. She did look bigger than the other girls if you compared her. Like, she was
so
healthy.
In real life, she actually looked healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to wonder sometimes. You know, you look at all the soaps, and I actually think One Life to Live has probably the most diverse body styles of actresses.
You know, it really does. You're right.
Does that. Guiding Light's good with that, too.
Well, Guiding Light's a slightly different case. I've noticed that the actors and actresses look very different with the new filming style than they did before.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, but...
Some of them look better, some of them look really not good.
But they do look different. I think they all look very different.
So the camera could be your worst enemy, if anything, or it could be your best friend. It just depends on, I guess, the filming of it.
So let's get to the soap that we've kind of tiptoed around here, and that's General Hospital.
Oh, but that's the one we have the most to say about, probably.
Reagan, honey, we're going to let you start first. Go for it.
What would you like to know? Do you want to talk about some spoilers, or do we want to rehash Charlie a little bit?
Wherever you want to start.
We can start with Polly.
Let's do some spoilers. Let's talk about maybe the veteran character that's supposed to die. And lot of speculation that it's Audrey. And that's because some people said they saw Rachel Ames on set. So they're thinking she either came back for a funeral or she's the deceased.
She doesn't seem on the show. Why would they do that?
Well, because she is retired. So she's not going to really come back to film any lengthy storylines or anything like that. And that was pretty much her choice. I mean, whether it was because they just weren't using her, so why not just retire? I'm not sure. But it was her choice to retire. And
That's a shame.
What brings more ratings than a death?
And then why would they kill off her character if her character's already been gone?
She's still there.
Well, yeah, they still mention that, you know, Liz has the kids with Grams.
She's honking in the driveway.
Yeah, they've kind of allude to her every once in a while, but I think that they're doing this to facilitate other returns, right, Reagan?
Well, that's a rumor also that at first it was rumored that Jason Cook's character could be Elizabeth's brother, Stephen Lars Weber. Well, now we know his name is Dr. Matt Hunter.
He has a name now.
Yes, he has a name. I think that was finally like confirmed today or late yesterday, but he has a name. He's going to be Dr. Matt Hunter. So he's not related to Elizabeth, at least not in name yet, and that shouldn't be the reason why he's coming back. But then there was kind of some rumblings that maybe Tom Hardy was coming back, and we were talking a little bit about it yesterday. There's Kent Masters King, who played Lainey. She just got dropped down to recurring status. She's the psychiatrist on the show. Audrey dies. Tom comes back, and there's your new psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it makes sense. It sucks that Lainey's going to be gone and Kent's not going to be used as much, but it makes sense.
Will she be used over at, like, the night shift, or don't you know if she's going to go over there?
They haven't said. It looks like she won't be on night shift. So far, the only people that we know are going to night shift for sure are Jason Thompson and Kimberly McCullough.
Are they going to introduce a whole set of people, or is it going to be like the last time Dr. Julian and Epiphany?
Epiphany will be there also. At first they said, yes, Dr. Julian will be there. I'm assuming that's not changing, but there were casting calls for three new doctors put out.
Wasn't one of them supposed to be Dr. Julian's brother?
Yes. Oh, well, they had the same last name, but they never said in the character description that he was a brother to another doctor.
That's true.
He's hot, too, and they should use him more.
Oh, Dr. Julian, I love him.
Oh, my God. Now, there's one guy I would... Never mind. This is a family show.
I like him a lot. He's an interesting fellow. I would like to see more of him, too.
Are you looking forward to Jason Cook?
Yeah. I'm
a huge Shell fan from Days, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing him and Kirsten work together again.
you're definitely going to get that. I mean, they're not going to...
Come on, this is ABC. This is Brian Franz. He's going to try to use somebody else's chemistry to see if it flies on his own show.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They probably already have a plan, you know?
There was a rumor that I posted up on the site as fanfic or spoiler, you be the judge, and that was that they're going to play a little bit off of Grey's Anatomy and Derek and Meredith's first meeting in the bar.
They have their
one night stand, and Meredith, you know, ran to him the next day at the hospital. Well, it looks like that was one of the theories put out there. I don't know if it's true or not. That's why I labeled it fanfic or spoiler. I just thought it was kind of cute.
Hello, isn't that what they did with Sarah Brown and Sunny?
Yes, it is.
So would we be surprised at recycled storylines? Would that surprise anybody here?
Not at all.
No.
Because actually, the way it was described, it was very Maxy. It was, you know, she starts to have these feelings for Spinelli, and she gets this kind of gut check that here's this guy that when her sister died, she was, you know, crushing on him pretty hard, and she starts to feel guilty. So when Maxy feels that way, she becomes self-destructive. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole theory, that, you know, she's going to go to a bar. It didn't really say Jake's or not. I'm assuming Jake's. And she's going to pick up this guy and, you know, have a little one-night stand with him and then run into him the next day at General Hospital and see that he's a new doctor there. You know,
I'm so torn, though, because Maxy and Spinelli are so cute that I don't know if I can...
They're both a couple of spazzes. When they start going at it, I kind of go, oh, my God.
I love Maxy.
I would call them spazzies.
Spazzy?
they're spazzies.
Well, my issue is I like them together, but I don't know that I'd like them together romantically, because they don't really have the sexual chemistry that she may have with Daisy Cook again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean,
they absolutely
there's the guy-girl friendships on soaps that they don't ever get together, but they have the best friendship chemistry.
Yeah. You know what? And Reagan, I was going to ask you, is there anything now more, and I don't know if you heard it, Tina, or anybody else here, but is there any more on, is Spinelli related to anybody on the show, or has that just been kind of scratched off and we need to forget about it?
You know, that one was out there so long ago, and every now and again it pops up that he's going to find out who his father is and tell Jason and ask Jason to keep the secret, but it's not happening, so you got to wonder if that was just something that somebody made up a long time ago and kind of put out there that everybody ran with.
Which, to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad they wouldn't make him related to anybody. Spinelli is on his own island, and I like him that way.
That's what makes him endearing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know about you guys, but at this point in time, I think I want all the secrets that are currently on screen revealed before any more come down the pike.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, totally.
I mean, you've got Kate's complete secret that's really not come out. You have...
Well, from what I understand, it's not going to now, right?
Right. I've heard that, too, that they are possibly scratching that whole storyline. You've got Logan's secret of why he got kicked out of the military. They're talking about Logan not even being around much longer, so that may be something we never know. You've got Jake's paternity still to be revealed to, like, the five people in town that don't know the truth. And then, Tina, help me out. What else are we waiting to learn?
Jake is Jason's son.
At this point in time, now you're going to have the big Carly secret, because she slept with Sonny and she slept with Jax. And
Nicholas. It's totally a who's the daddy thing coming up with that, isn't there?
Oh, certainly looks like it.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a long time.
Well, I want them to wrap up the current Who's the Daddy storyline, because as far as I'm concerned, until everybody knows Jason is Jake's father, we're not done with that storyline yet.
Yeah, no.
And it's been drawn out so long, it's starting to get boring.
We're over a year now.
I love them. They are probably up there with Frisco and Felicia as my all-time favorite soap couple, and it hurts to watch them. And I hate to say it, because they really are my favorite couple, and it's just, I'm sick of it. I just want them to either, I dare even say it, either break up for good or be together. Like, it's
right.
Just in between crap is just not working for me at all.
What do you guys think Nicholas and Claudia?
I liked them today.
You know, I only watched 15 minutes of it, but Reagan and I were talking about this. Remember Reagan? And I was like, what about Nicholas and Claudia? And you're like, at first, no way. But I'm like, you know, there could be something there. I mean, they both have crazy dads. They both have crazy dads. They're both strong-headed, willed, stubborn, you know, and they've been through a lot. I think they could really, really go somewhere. I mean, not be a love story like Emily and Nicholas were, but I think it could go in a whole nother direction, you know?
Well, you know what? I do have something to say about Nicholas and Claudia. Are you guys ready?
What?
Go for it.
Why? Why? Can someone tell me why they need to...
Because you know what?
Let me finish. Let me finish. Can someone tell me why? Why they would take the one character who was truly kind of non-mob and stick him deep into the mob?
Because
the Cassidy would eat the mob alive. Yeah.
You have a point there. I'm sorry. You have a point there. That's right. I know.
If Helena Cassidy came back, she would eat Anthony Zakara for lunch and then spit him out and use little Johnny as a toothpick.
Well, no, years ago they used to talk about Helena and Edward getting together. But can you imagine Helena and Anthony
Zakara? They could have a kid named the Casamine.
Honestly, I was so against Nicholas and Claudia, and as a romantic pairing, I may be still against them, but today, it worked a little bit for me. I don't know. I think it's because there was a different Claudia. She wasn't the, you know, super sex Barbie Claudia. She wasn't like Miss, you know, badass Claudia. She was kind of vulnerable, and that worked.
Did anybody else see Courtney and Claudia?
Yes.
I hated Courtney. I don't.
Oh, my God, no.
Little Miss, I'm going to rub my forehead until it splatters anything on the planet. I can't stand Courtney.
Oh, she had man arms. Well, Sarah Brown, no.
And the actress?
No.
Oh, Little Miss, the actress who played Courtney? Yeah, she went on to go to the L Word, and let's just not talk about the... Menage a threesome she had with a couple of girls on that show.
You know, I saw that on YouTube.
Might have made her exciting. Who knows? I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
I saw it on YouTube also. It was Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was on YouTube. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good.
Definitely better than anything she ever did on GH.
Okay, but do we want Nicholas with Pollyanna, or do we want Nicholas with a real woman?
Don't call Nadine Pollyanna.
I did like her. She's Pollyanna. I like her. I don't hate her. I like her. She tells it like it is. She's cute. But who would you rather? Okay.
I would rather have him with Nadine.
All right, fine. But if the choice were anybody else on the show, who would you put him with?
You know, I'm so sick of what they're doing with Scrubs, and I hate to say this because this is so Luke, but I would actually prefer to see Robin with Nicholas than the crap I'm seeing with Scrubs now because I'm so sick of them.
You've been hanging out with Luke way too
much. I guess I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry.
You are delirious and you need help.
I like
knocked over into Luke land.
I like Nicholas and Robin as friends. Way back when Nicholas got shot and that friendship started, they were always and forever going to be friends in my eyes, and there was no way it was going beyond that.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just saying rather than, you know, having him with Claudia or even Nadine, who I think has the personality of a doorstop.
Pollyanna.
No, it's not even a Pollyanna thing, because a lot of people will tell you that Robin has a Pollyanna thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Nadine just seems to have literally the personality of nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
At least she calls people on her stuff. I mean, she's honest. But I mean, okay. So what about like if you threw? I could understand Nicholas and Robin, but that would make sense. Yeah, but
okay. So what about everybody else? What does everybody else have to answer to the question?
How about bringing Gia back?
That works.
That's not bad.
Gia was spicy.
I like Gia. If it is Audrey that dies, I've always said, you know, bring Sarah back somehow. They might work together.
I mean original again. Gia. Original Gia.
Yes.
Oh, Marissa Ramirez or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I liked them together. I really want to see Sarah back.
That would bring some chaos. That would definitely bring some chaos. Didn't she sleep with Lucky too at some point?
Yes. Well, she, you know, we have another one that passes around the brothers. I mean, isn't Alexis enough?
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to say something. You said that Liz and Jason is your favorite couple.
Yes.
I'm a lyric fan. Just so.
Are you?
Yeah.
He was hot playing that guitar, I'll tell you.
They were so hot together.
You know, Liz and Rick had an odd chemistry, and I think if it hadn't been for all the crap going on with Carly in the panic room, I actually think that they would have been a really cool couple for the long term.
I think you're right.
You know,
I honestly didn't mind them, and that was right after Jason and Liz. I really did not mind them together, but when he almost kills her by dosing her orange juice with birth control pills, you tend to not like them together, and you want her to get away.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
there have been soap couples who have survived a lot worse and stayed together. So they can find a way to rebuild it.
Well, gee, look at Todd and Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
The most destructive couple on daytime, I swear. They make Carly and Sunny look like pussycats.
Oh, God.
Like, you guys think you're bad, come here. Come listen to us.
You know, Todd and Blair are sickening what they do. I hope this walking away for Blair sticks because...
Amen.
I mean, literally, you know, watching someone throw your kid down a flight of stairs, I'm a mom. And I'm sorry, if my husband did that, he'd be drawn, quartered, dead, buried, never find him.
And it doesn't look like it was an accident. I mean, he so threw her.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because he wanted Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That made me cranky.
Yeah, he has the one-track mind. He wanted Cole.
He has tunnel vision. He's disgusting.
Sonny shot Carly in the head, and she took him back how many times? You know, I mean...
Yeah, but at least this time, though, Blair, now this is my take on Blair. Now, I don't know about you guys, but see, I've watched this show for 30 years. Now, Blair, for the first time, got some balls and threw a guy out because usually she just goes along with it, doing okay, da-da-da. And finally, Blair stood up on her own 2 feet and got her Dorian in her and was like, no, get out. And I loved it.
Yeah, well, you know, Ron Colavati came back and she grew a set of balls.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of girls' night out, power to the girl.
Woohoo! Yes.
So, Nikki, what couple would you compare on days to, like, Todd and Blair? Is there any destructive couples on there?
Self-destructive couples on days. Well, Sammy and Lucas are a good couple, except for, Sammy and Lucas are the self-destructive couple, I would say.
Okay.
Because they've hated each other, gotten back together, hated each other, gotten back together, and like Todd and Blair's gotten old, and I seriously hope that Sammy gets Sammy back in her and basically tells Lucas to shove off.
You know, and you tend to wonder after a while, do these actors get tired of the same old routine?
I would think so.
I don't know.
Well, you have to wonder, I mean... You know, it doesn't seem to be much of a secret that Steve Burton really wants to work with Rebecca Herbst. And, you know, they don't make a secret of it. And I think that, you know, it's because I think he got tired of going through Sonny's Brenda butts.
But I you know, it was like I had said on the forums, I think, or somewhere, you know, that Steve Burton got tired of wearing the sweaters and serving tea. And then now he was in the mob for so long. And do you think he's tired of being in the mob? So why doesn't he get out and do something else?
Because it's Sonny's turn to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
The show's not going to let go of, the personality that made him so huge with the fan base. The show's not going to let him walk away from that very easily.
But I do like the fact that he's been interacting with Luke a lot more.
Who? That
Sonny
is
Sonny has.
Yeah.
I mean, at least there's a nod to their history, you know, that he's going to his friend. I mean, you know, instead of Jason all the time. So, I mean, I hope that continues at least when Anthony Geary comes back.
You know, this all kind of revolves back to the conversation that we had on DaytimeConfidential.com on that wonderful post that Jay put up about how it was okay to love the mob.
Yeah.
Do you ladies all read that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I responded to it many of times, too. So, yeah, we did.
Leave it to a guy to write it.
But it was a good post. I thought it was a good post.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing that it's a good post.
Why didn't you think of it?
No, I just can't see any of the women on the site writing it. That's all.
Oh, heck no.
No.
Because we would have the women heading up the mob.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
You know, when I first heard that they were bringing on this character of Claudia Zakara and they started airing those commercials about who was going to run Port Charles, I honestly thought they were going to go with a big, you know, a good, strong female mob boss.
Yeah.
And then they did this to her.
Yeah, like, I thought they were going to go with her kind of like on a faith level, only, like, stronger. Mm-hmm. And I was really looking forward to it. Because that's the way they hyped it.
Yeah.
And now she's coming across as kind of like a scared little girl type thing. I don't know.
She's not working for me. I wish she was. I love Sarah Brown, and I liked her today, but she's going to go back to the hard-nosed Claudia when she's off of Spoon Island, and they keep saying that he's trying to redeem her, and Guza's, you know, his, like, little excuses when she came on, it was during the strike, and the scab writers didn't write her the way he saw her, and now he has to fix her, and I'm sorry, but it's taking a little too long. And it's taking away from too many other storylines that deserve the attention that they are not getting.
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's kind of hard to pair with somebody when this person she's got the most chemistry with is playing her brother.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's like an incest thing. You're going, okay, this is wrong, but they look really good together.
You know what that tells me?
Yeah.
That tells me that they've already said, you know, they've already said that they have different mothers. I think Johnny needs to not be a Zakara. It needs to come out that Anthony is not his father. And that opens that door wide open.
Now, I'm a Johnny and Lulu fan, so this kind of hurts me to say that, but
I love Johnny Zakara. I think he's the hottest thing. I don't care. You know, I'm an old woman, so who cares? But I can still look.
Hey, be careful what you're calling old there, chicky.
No, I said, I'm an old woman.
You're going to be Johnny Zakara's Mrs. Robinson, aren't you?
I don't care. I'll admit it. I'll go on record. But, you know, I mean, and I think Tina's right. That does open the door for him to be not a Zakara. Somebody else, maybe an enemy or something, or just some pool boys.
No, I think he's going to be Trevor's son.
Brothers.
I think he needs to be Trevor's son.
There were rumors that he was going to be Trevor's son, that was going to come out. But I haven't seen them in those rumors in so long. I don't know where they're going with him. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they probably won't do anything with it because nobody thinks like we all do, so.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Nobody thinks.
That may not necessarily.
You should be right in the stupid thing.
Just remember, that may not necessarily be true. Where do you think they found Bitchy Bangs?
This is true. Anybody could be listening.
Hey, for anybody who's listening, this is to us.
At this point, you guys need so much help. That I'd actually be willing to give a little bit of help for free.
Yes, call us on Girls Night Out podcast, and we'll tell you how to write your show.
We can write a list, and we'd be all four sitting down with you, you know, and be all right.
Yeah.
You buy the drinks, and we're there.
No, we provide the drinks because we want to get them drunk to sign something.
Oh, yeah, it's a scoop. Oh, and by the way, bring little Brandon Barash with you because...
Yep. Danielle needs to stare. She's married, but she can look.
You're not the only one.
Hey, I'm single and I'm his age, so.
No, we need the muse.
Yeah.
bring the muse with you.
So, Nikki, you like Johnny and Lulu together?
I do. However, I don't like how they're... Well, you know, they've been doing better in the past couple weeks, but Lulu is kind of grating on my nerves, which makes me mad because I'm a huge Lulu fan, and Julie Marie Berman is just awesome. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I like them together. They definitely have some awesome chemistry. So
they had a love scene today.
Yeah, I missed. Yeah.
I have to say I was a little uncomfortable when I was watching it.
What? I gotta go see it now. What?
I don't know why. I just kept like watching it, and I was on the laptop at the same time, and I just kept looking up and I kept looking back down at the laptop because I felt like I shouldn't be watching it for
some reason. Watching your kids go at it or something.
I think that's what it was. I really do.
I felt the same thing watching Antonio and Talia at Ultraviolet because I so felt like a voyeur.
You want to know what? I don't have that problem. I'm a voyeur. I'll watch it.
I will, you know. I just want to, I want my husband around after the, you know, after it's done and be like,
let's go.
It's not so much that I felt like a voyeur. I kind of felt like I was watching kiddie porn for some reason.
Yeah, and there's Dateline. Dateline comes in and says, "What are you doing?"
Oh my! I wonder what.
Oh my gosh! You know what I just thought of? The other day when Johnny and Lulu were making out, if Trevor really did become his dad, then he was just watching his son make out with his girlfriend. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and you know they get walked in on again when Tracy comes back from her little on the run with Luke. She walks in on them supposedly in bed, and I'm just like, why is everybody watching these two have sex right now?
They need to go somewhere where there's a lock and key and it's not a public domain.
I want to know who's directing them to Johnny and Lulu. I mean, is there somebody going, yeah, they're over there, they're taking off their clothes, you better stop them.
Can you smell the pheromones going off there? Yeah, just follow the scent.
Look, you got to think that it seems to be the only way we actually see any love in the afternoon is when either it most definitely is not supposed to be happening, Carly and Sunny, or people are walking in on it.
But wouldn't you like to see, well, we saw it with Talia and Antonio, nobody walked in on them, but, you know, once in a while it's just nice to see the whole thing.
You know, that's what my problem was with the whole EJ and Sammy love scene. It was amazing. It was phenomenal. And then Lucas walked.
Couldn't they have at least been done in the afterglow?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Tina, remember Star and Cole? I mean, yeah, they were too young, but it was a very well done scene. And who comes storming
in?
Yeah,
but they were done.
Yeah, well, we didn't know it. But
my problem with that was that all of a sudden, Sammy's like, oh, yeah, well, I just had sex with him to have sex with him, but I really love you. And it's like, okay, that's lame. You just slapped all the fans in the face that you just gave a huge present to. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Well, you had to know that was Dina slapping all the fans in the face. She's good at that.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah.
She better not do it with Daniel and Chelsea, because that's actually my favorite couple on there, is Daniel and Chelsea. She better not screw it up. She's doing really good with them right now.
Speaking of screwing up, do they really have to put Carly at the same level as Sam?
Amen. Amen. It's like,
and
she's going to get
cramped.
Anybody
else here
hate
Sam?
I can't stand her.
Sam is like the most annoying thing on the planet, seriously.
Well, she hasn't been annoying lately because she hasn't been really on, so.
Yeah,
that's God bless that.
I liked Sam in the beginning. Hated her during her whole pregnancy storyline, and then all she did was cry. It's like nonstop crying and yelling.
I guess my biggest issue is on General Hospital, my first and foremost loyalty is to the character of Elizabeth. She's my
and
favorite. All hands down. And after everything Sam did to her, uh-uh.
And that's where you find, and you know, we have that great debate thread in the forums. That's where most fans are. You're either with Elizabeth or you're with Sam. There's very rarely anybody in the middle. I like Kelly Monaco. I think she's a good actress.
Well, yeah.
They just need to take Sam in a different direction. I think you bring Claudia on, and obviously, however she's been written, whoever fault it is, and she's not good. but you're trying to redeem her when you've had the character of Sam going downhill for years now, and you could have spent the time on bringing her back up. I mean, Lucky and Sam, I like them together as much as I don't really like Sam.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Back in the day.
But why do they have to be intertwined in the mob? Why can't Sam go on her own with Lucky? You know, he's supposedly got his own life, so what the heck? You know, if for a while I thought maybe even Sam and Rodriguez would get together.
And more,
they really need to give Lucky some more scruples, seriously.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, act like a Spencer.
And he needs to be shirtless more. This is Greg Vaughn. Okay. He needs to be walking around with his badge on his jeans. No shirt needed. He can wear the gun holster. Still no shirt needed.
More and more, I've been seeing that Lucky and Sam may not be happening after all. There is going to be some scenes with them, and she's going to kind of be looking into Ian herself, and he's supposed to help her. There was a rumor that she winds up getting them both thrown in jail at some point. Not sure if that's going to actually
Did I seriously out. Hear that Spinelli is going to end up all gaga over the goddess?
Boy.
There are rumors that she's going, after she gives him her little womanly advice on Maxie, that he's going to start to kind of be a little enamored with her and her, you know, sage wisdom. And he's going to maybe have a crush on her. Some people took that and ran with it and said that they were going to be together and all this stuff. It's not going to happen. They're not going to put Sam and Spinelli together. I don't
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Well, on that weird and strange note, we're going to wrap this on up. Wow!
It'd be spammy. That's what we call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it can't happen. It's not going to happen, and I'm just going to be pretending Aww. That it
Wonderful.
Thanks for leaving the visual in my brain. That's
okay,
why
brain bleach. Thank you for listening to us on our Girls Night Out. We're hoping to bring this to you more often.
Yes, let us know
Hopefully
how you like it.
Hopefully once a month, as long as everybody likes it.
And more practice, get a little better
yes.
at it.
Please bear with me.
Yeah,
next time I'll bring a drink.
Oh, yeah, you didn't bring them.
What? I was drinking. I don't know about you guys.
I gotta go get some.
So please visit us at daytimeconfidential.com or in the forums. I'm sure when Luke posts this, he will, he'll be posting it as a blog post and as a thread in the forums. Please post there. Let us know what you think.
Can I say one
yes.
thing about the forums? Luke and I don't know if anybody's been there to visit and see the change, but Luke and I added something. We now have a hot couples section where people have been requesting, you know, a section for their favorite couples so that you can go in and gush about it. So if you guys want to go request a section for your couple or go check out the ones we already have, that would
yes,
be awesome.
I started the liaison yeah. thread, honey.
Yes, for me. Thank you.
Not just for you, Reagan.
No, it was all for me. No, I'm kidding. I just love them. I do. I'm going to cry when I know Goose is going to ruin it, and I'll be in my depression for a while, and you can all bring me out of
well,
it.
Well, not to worry.
Oh, yeah.
Think about
we'll
it. You've been living 10 years this way. You can survive a 10 more. It's not a problem.
Yes,
you know, I survived on fanfic. That's how I did it, because there's a lot of fan writers that are way better than what
yes,
we're getting right
now. Yes, I know.
Right
it's a scary thought.
Oh, yeah.
So, once again, ladies, thank you for joining me. Thank you for putting up with our slight technical
no
difficulties
problem.
In the beginning.
Yes,
no
have
problem. Thanks for including
me. We're a little rusty right now. It's been
yes.
a while, so.
And, you know, it's.
Yeah,
and
email
hopefully
Luke and tell
will edit out everything.
Yes. Everyone email Luke and tell
Please.
Him you want more of it.
Yes, pound him.
Mind you, he's probably going to edit this all out, but hey.
Yes.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Him and Jay talk too much. You don't want to listen to yeah. them, do you? No.
So,
yeah, you want more of us. See, we're the cool.
Yeah, we're the Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
So,
tell me about
thank
more
you very much for putting up with me, ladies. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh,
thank you.
And, we will hopefully do this again soon. And I want you, everyone, to have a great day. Bye.
You too.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye.